I've never given the testimony before, so I was unable to go to my file cabinet and just pull one out of the drawer and update it. I struggled with what details in my life I should include. I have given my testimony the title of Great is Thy Faithfulness after the hymn, which I didn't realize we were singing first thing today. I was born into a Christian family. My mother, a Kansas farm girl, and my father met at Seventh Baptist Church in Baltimore City. It's located on North Avenue and St. Paul Street on the corner there, and was once one of the great churches in Baltimore City. It no longer is among the great churches, but it still continues to minister to the community around it. After my birth, I was enrolled in the church's cradle roll. When my father was discharged from the Navy, my parents moved to Owings Mills. And then we began attending the Colonial Baptist Church, which was a fledgling church at that time. And it was located on Reisterstown Road in Pikesville. We didn't have a car, so we used to ride the bus back and forth to church, unless a kindly church member offered us a ride home. Prior to entering elementary school, my family moved to Reisterstown, and I loved Reisterstown because I had lots of children in the neighborhood to play with. Like most small girls, I wanted to take dance lessons, but my mother enrolled me in piano lessons instead. My mother then decided she wanted a car. Now, she had driven when she was a teenager, but she needed someone to help her get her license. And one of the church members helped her to do this, and the car was bought. But then they decided that they couldn't afford to pay the house payment and pay for the car as well. So we moved to a small wooden house in Eldersburg that was located on 27 acres of land. We continued to attend Colonial after our move. And when I was growing up in our church, it was the focus of our family's life. It was not only worship, it was our recreation, it was fellowship, and it was an extended family. And some of you may have had that same experience at your churches. At a minimum, my family attended church on Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday evening for a prayer meeting and Bible study. Last week we sang When We All Get to Heaven. And that brought back some very fond memories because part of the Sunday evening service, the first half of the service was like a hymn sing. And everybody asked for their favorite hymn. And we sang When We All Get to Heaven many times during those years. Now, Sunday school preceded the Sunday morning worship service. And we had something called training union, which preceded the evening worship service. Around the age of six, I began to ask questions concerning my growing faith, and my parents talked with the pastor, and he questioned me when he was at a gathering that was held at our new farm in Eldersburg, and I subsequently went forth at a church service and made my profession of faith, and then I was baptized. Now, Colonial did not have a baptismal pool, so we had to go to our mother church, which was Pimlico Baptist Church. When I entered the fourth grade, I was promoted to the junior department. And we had a lady named Mrs. Lucille Bissell who led that department. And I consider her to be my Christian mentor and example. I learned there to recite the books of the Bible and knew what divisions of the Bible they were in. She had me play for singing during the opening exercises of the department. I'm not sure what my skill level was at that point, but I think she showed great patience, probably, in allowing me to do that. We also had a mission group at the church named Girls in Action, which was GAs for short, and Mrs. Bissell was also the leader of that group. She kept us busy in many activities, and we would have study courses where we would learn about mission activities around the world. And Mrs. Bissell was a home economics teacher at the Rosewood School in Owings Mills. And sometimes these studies were held in her home economics lab there at the school, and that way we could take advantage of the other activities at the school, such as the gymnasium. When I turned 12, our church began a mission church in Gambier. And the only Baptist church in Carroll County at that time was located in Westminster. My grandparents had moved to Gambier, and another family in the church had also moved there. So the church was begun with a Bible study in a home right there in the middle of Gambier. And someone, a neighbor of my husband, invited him to attend the Bible study. And Colonial's pastor, Reverend Richard Ledbetter, would come on Tuesdays. He would visit prospective families in the area, and then he would hold the Bible study at night. Now, Tuesdays was supposed to be his day off. Eventually, this Bible study grew to the point that they wanted to begin holding Sunday morning or Sunday worship services. They identified a lodge building, which was located next door to the house where we had the Bible study. The lodge was on the wane at that time, but they did get permission to use it. And then they had to clean and to paint and to make curtains for the lodge building to hold the worship services. They needed somebody to play the piano, and I was the only person there. So at the age of 12, I became the pianist of this new mission church. Around the same time, Colonial bought property on Old Court Road, and they were going to build a church, new church building there. And so our family's life became a little bit busier on Sundays because they decided to start a worship service there at that site and in Sunday school in order to reach out to the surrounding community in anticipation of the church moving. So they needed a teacher for the preschool children, so I got conscripted to do that. And then after we left the Sunday school and the church service on Old Court Road, we'd go to the mission in Gambier. We'd hold afternoon services there. And then my parents would take the youth group from the mission church home to our house to have dinner. Or whatever my mother put together to feed them. And then we went to a Sunday evening church service and training union at Colonial. The group, at one point, then they began to want to hold services rather than having them in the afternoon. They wanted to become a church and to move to morning services. So they called Reverend J.C. Ledbetter, which was Reverend Ledbetter's father, to be the pastor of the church. He had been active in starting churches around Maryland. So the Sunday school services and the worship services were changed to the morning. Besides church and school, my parents enrolled me at the preparatory department at Peabody Institute in Baltimore. So every Saturday, we made the trip to Baltimore, where I took piano, voice, and ear training. I also participated in the children's chorus and was admitted to the senior choir as I got older. During those years, I believe God was continuing to develop my skills so that they could be used for his service in later years. Besides my church, my spiritual life was enriched by attending GA camp in the summer, the State Baptist Assembly. And one summer, my parents and Reverend Ledbetter took the youth group from the Mission Church down to Ridgecrest, which is the Summer Baptist Assembly in Western North Carolina. And we had a memorable experience there, both spiritually and in other ways as well. And anyone who went on that trip tells stories about that trip to this day. After high school graduation, I chose to attend Carson Newman College, which was a Baptist school in East Tennessee. I began college as a music major and began taking organ lessons. The school was located next to the First Baptist Church in Jefferson City, Tennessee. The sanctuary had just been completed. 2 days a week, the school held mandatory chapel services at the church. My roommates and I went to Sunday school and to church and to evening services there, also at the church. And it was very unique to have the experience of having a professor teach you a class during the week, and then you'd go to church, and they might be your teacher for Sunday school or for church training at the church. And then we would have social activities, which they invited us to their home. But after my freshman year, I think I got a little homesick for my boyfriend, my current husband. And I transferred to Western Maryland College, which was then affiliated with the Methodist Church. Although I continued some musical studies while I was there, I decided to change my major because I didn't want to teach music. I was a day student while attending Western Maryland, but I was hired as the organist at the Methodist Church and eventually the Episcopal Church in Sykesville, and I also did some work as the church secretary at the Methodist Church. Buddy and I married during my junior year of college. After college graduation, I began full-time employment at the Montrose School for Girls as a social worker. At the same time, I was hired as the music director at Reisterstown Baptist Church. During those years, I was active in denominational music activities. When our daughter was born, I became the organist at Colonial Baptist Church and remained there for almost 20 years. My husband and I held many positions in that church. At the beginning of my testimony, I said I would title it, "Great is My Faithfulness." We have experienced some trials and tribulations through the years, and deciding to leave Colonial was one of those times. After the Reverend Ledbetter had retired after 35 years in the pastorate, and a subsequent pastor, we believed that his actions were inconsistent with the Bible. So after a number of painful incidents, we left the church and we then went to another church. But God sustained me through that painful time, and now that church has become a vibrant black church in what is now a black community. And I believe that what occurred was God's will to develop that church. When I left Colonial, I became the organist at Valley Baptist Church in Lutherville. We had a satisfying fellowship at Valley. Buddy became ill during that time. He had colon cancer, and our pastor and our church family were very supportive of us during those time. But God brought about the early diagnosis of the cancer, and by his grace, Buddy has been cancer-free for over 20 years. We have faced assorted trials and tribulations with our two children. God not only brought us through those times, but I consider my son to be God's miracle. After a time away from the church, he has returned to the church, and he's an active member at Hampstead Baptist Church. I also experienced a very difficult time in my career. For 20 years, I worked in juvenile services, correctional services, with the state of Maryland in various capacities. And a new director came to our agency, and she seemed to have an agenda that anyone who had been at the agency was her enemy. And she replaced a number of senior leaders. Now, I was not among the ones replaced, but I knew that continuing there was not going to be healthy for me, either physically or mentally. So I found another position in state government, and as a result of that, my skills were expanded, and the Lord had broadened my horizons. Nevertheless, it was very painful to make that change at the time. But again, the Lord seemed to have other plans and seemed to have a reason for all of this. I was serving as president of the Board of Trustees for the Baptist Family and Children's Services. And during that time, state agencies were beginning a program called Specialized Foster Care. And I was able to help them become a licensed child placement agency. And as a result, the agency recruited and trained Christian couples and some single persons to serve as foster parents for these neglected and abused children. A significant number of children became Christians during their stays and made successful transitions to adult life. Because of a conflict of interest in my previous job, I would never have been able to do that. But since I was no longer serving in that capacity in the child arena, I was able to be active in the development of this program at Baptist Family. After my retirement from the state, God allowed us to live in Florida for several years. We loved Florida. It was like a constant vacation. We joined the First Baptist Church of Pompano Beach. Church life was very different for us there because of the size of the church and our newness. So our closest associations were the members of our Sunday school class. More than 10 years later, after our return from Florida, God blessed me by bringing me to a job in which I was able to return to the field of child services. And I had a position there. There were only 24 of them in the state, and I was blessed immensely by the ability or the chance he gave me to serve in that capacity. Most recently, I have experienced a painful estrangement in our family relationships, and I pray daily that God will bring about healing in that relationship. I'm confident that God is at work, although I don't know what his will is and whether that healing will occur during my lifetime. We believe that God is leading us to move to a continuing care retirement community, which is operated by the Church of the Brethren, and I'm sure that he has a job for me to do there. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm sure he'll make it known. To conclude, there have been several scripture verses that have helped to see me through the difficult times. The first is the 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Another is 1 Thessalonians 5:6-8, be joyful always, pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And I think I'll add that new scripture verse probably to my list of scriptures. But the scripture verse that I'm currently trying to keep in the forefront is one of our scripture verses, Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I continuously struggle with what I want, like, and feel. So I need to be concentrated on what does God want and what is God's will. Now, if you'll join me in singing, There is a Redeemer.